probably heard that the internet is very robust based on the fact that paths seem to be self-healing and traffic can make its way from one point to another by a variety of paths. That's actually a major strength of the internet, but it turns out also to be a weakness. And the way that routing works, probably the best way for a, you know, for a layperson to think about it is I am a router on the internet, and I might have four or five different connections. I know who my neighbors are, and I know that I'm one hop or one segment away from that particular router. I tell all of my other neighbors that I know the way to that particular network, and I'm one hop away. My neighbors then talk to their neighbors and say, I know the route to the same network, and I'm two hops away. And this sort of goes on until everyone has paths to every network on the internet. And obviously, you get multiple options. You get the ability to have 35 or 40 different paths to a given IP address or a particular network. And so you make a choice based on, in general, the number of hops. So if I've heard that I've got 38 paths to Federal News Radio, and one of the paths is 15 hops and the rest is 16 or 17, I would send my traffic down the path that took me through, you know, through the 15 hops. And in that way, if that path disappears, I go back to my routing table, which is something that's resident in my routers, and I basically say, what was my next best path? And if it was 16 hops via that circuit, I send my traffic out that circuit, and everything works. And it's a very robust way of doing it. It's a well-developed protocol. It's something called BGP, or Border Gateway Protocol. The problem that we've known from very early on, but haven't really addressed yet, is the fact that these routers really don't necessarily have a contractual relationship with each other that gets passed on to others. So in other words, if you tell me that you know the path to a particular address, I have to believe you. I know that you're a neighbor. I trust you. I believe that you know that path. And so you've got this entire structure that is based on nothing more than effectively rumor and belief in the rumor. You are rumored to have, five hops to a particular address. I believe that. Thereby hangs a problem, because we have no real mechanism to authenticate the fact that you really do have a path that is only five hops. So it's possible to introduce into what is nothing other than, in many cases, just a handshake agreement. It's possible to introduce into that infrastructure the fact that you know the path to a particular network based on a number of hops that, in fact, you don't know the path to. It's a problem we've, as I said, known about for a long time. And we've been working for the last while on a change to the protocol that would allow us to at least introduce a level of trust and authenticity that exists in other things like, for example, now DNSSEC. So a lot of your listeners over the last year are obviously quite familiar now with the problems with DNS and the fact that we need to authenticate source IP addresses. The same thing is now being done for internet routes.
DNS being the domain name servers. And this whole routing table setup is a function directly of the redundancy that's supposed to be in the internet in the first place, correct?
Correct. The very secret behind it, in fact, in 1968 and 69, when the first internet, if you like, was set up at UCLA by John Postel, Vin Cerf, and Steve Crocker, and then Kleinrock, what they really did was they connected three routers and created a mechanism whereby router number one, or computer number one, would know whether to send its traffic to router number two or router number three based on the destination. That's the very core of how the internet works. And it's an automated self-healing process. In other words, people don't manually insert these routes. The routes are updated. Originally, it may be inserted manually and configured by an administrator, but then that route is propagated to every other router in the world automatically over a course of a few seconds. Today, there were about 380 or 385,000 primary routes on the internet, which is a significant number. And that kind of data is stored in most BGP-speaking routers on the internet. So they know all 380,000 routes, and if you want to send traffic from one to the other, it knows its best path to get there, and it sends it out automatically. And from the user's point of view, magic happens.
Are the servers that generate this information, are they separate from the DNS servers and the root servers and the other pieces of infrastructure that make up the total Internet?
Yes, they're totally different devices. They're obviously computers, but they are dedicated to doing routing. Obviously, the largest in the world that people know about are Cisco and Juniper.